I wanted to recap a few things that I said a few weeks ago. Pastor Tom, Pastor Caleb did such a great job, and then of course Pastor Nancy is going to be speaking next Wednesday night. But whenever I speak now, as far as I know, in upcoming weeks, I'm going to be preaching and speaking on the glory of God. And so let me just recap just a few things that we had stated before. In Numbers, the 14th chapter in the 21st verse, it says, now I'm getting a little reverb. Should I use the handheld?
All right.
Okay. Numbers 14:21 says, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And so this is covenant language. Amen. Habakkuk 2:14 says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That means people are going to know about it. I believe that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And you know, he's able to do a lot of things in one day. I mean, he can settle things up real quick.
Amen.
He can do some things, praise God, way out beyond all that we have ever seen, all that we can ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest dreams, thoughts. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, for all the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 40 verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So this is not hidden glory. This is visible glory. And so we ask ourselves a few weeks back, what is the glory? Well, the glory is the manifested presence of God. How many of you love his presence?
Oh, yes.
You know, we sing a song around here. I love his presence. And you know, the more that you sing about his presence and the more that you love God, the more of his presence you will experience in your life.
Amen.
Talk about being filled with all the fullness of God. Receiving the richest measure of his divine presence so that you become a person that is wholly filled. And I like this word, flooded with God.
Amen.
Flooded with God himself. Glory to God. Thank God for that. And so, brakasi itelemare, and celebro kofashene di kosalemanine. And so it requires on our part to draw near. It requires discipline on our part, not to be distracted by this age in which we live in. Oh, but pressing in and pressing on and drawing near. You shall taste and see that the Lord is good, and you shall taste of the powers of the world to come. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank God for his presence.
Amen.
Amen. Saturation. It's saturation time.
All right.
It's time to be saturated. Saturated with the presence of the Lord. Amen. In Isaiah 40 verse 5 once again, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Visible glory. So what is the glory? It's the manifest presence of God. It is the very atmosphere of heaven. It is the weight of his presence. We could say it this way. It is the manifested love of God. It is his splendor, his brightness, it is his magnificence, and it is his greatness. Amen? And then Haggai says it like this in chapter 2, verse 9. It says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. The glory of this latter house. We are part of that latter house. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be distracted tonight now. Keep your ears on. Keep your spiritual antennas up. Amen. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I'm going to give peace, says the Lord. So we see then that greater glory is reserved for the latter house. Everyone say greater.
Greater.
Understand this, that the latter house is not a building. We are his house.
That's right.
We are His temple.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 6:16 says it this way, "For you are the temple of the living God." I'm glad our God's not dead.
Amen.
Ooh, glory to God, He's alive.
Yes.
He's living. Amen. And He's living in you. You've got the life of God in you. You've got His nature. You've got His love. You've got His ability. I've got the nature of God in me. Amen. He is alive, and His life is in us. So His life in us should be affecting us in a great way. The life of Jesus on the inside of you can be made manifest in your mortal body. This life on the inside of you can affect your mind. Amen. Say with me, thank God for the Zoe kind, the God kind, the God quality of life. Amen. So we are the temples of this living God. Ooh, glory to God. He is alive. And we are alive in Him. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I'm going to walk in them. And He says, I'm going to be your God.
Yes.
And you are going to be my people.
Praise the Lord.
Woo, glory to God. When He is your God,
yes,
what else could you ever need?
That's right. Amen.
When He is your God, He takes care of His temples.
Amen.
He takes care of His people. As you present your body and your life as a living sacrifice to the Most High God, wholly acceptable unto Him, as you present your body as a living sacrifice to Him, He will take care of your body. He will take care of every need in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. So the body's a funny thing. If you let your body do what it wants to do, you're going to get in trouble. But thank God we've got the ability to put our body under.
That's right.
And to keep it under. In subjection to the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
So say it with me, I am a living.
I'm a walking.
I'm a talking. Temple of the King of Glory. Man. Christ in us. The hope of glory. There's so many people out there that they just don't have a clue of what's going on. They have no clue. But you do. We do. They that do know their God, and those that know what their God is up to, those are the ones that are going to be strong in the last days. And you are the ones, and we are the ones, that are going to see and do great, great exploits in His name.
Amen.
That's Daniel 11:32.
Yes.
But they that do know their God shall be strong and do great exploits.
Yes.
I like that. How about you?
Yes.
Now notice, what we also said recently is out of John 14:12. We're going to look at that. It says, He that believeth on Me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works. Wow. Think about the works that He did.
Yes.
The blind, open eyes. The dead, raised.
Yes.
That's happening right now.
That's right.
That's happening all over the world.
That's right. Praise God.
The dead being raised.
Yes.
The lame walking.
Yes.
The deaf hearing. I got to thinking about that a little bit earlier, about His provisional miracles.
Yeah,
right. He turned the water into wine.
Yes, He did.
Well, you may never be called to turn water into wine, but if you'll expect Him to do provisional miracles in your life, the law of multiplication can be have a great effect in your life.
Praise the Lord, yes.
I'm believing for some multiplication.
Yeah.
How about you? I've sown some good seeds over the years.
Yes.
You've sown some good seeds over the years.
Yes,
seeds of love, seeds of kindness, seeds of finances. We are candidates for provisional miracles.
Yes.
We are candidates for multiplication. We are candidates for increase.
Yes.
And not increase just so that we can have it in our pocket, but increase so that we can be vessels and be a conduit of goodness and finances
yes.
for the people and the world around us.
Yes.
Amen. Seeds have been sown.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's harvest time.
Yes.
I said it's harvest time.
Yes.
And we are of the reaping generation. We're reaping off of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. He said, the works that I do, shall he do also. See, we need to believe that.
Yes.
And not make that something that's esoteric and way out here and something that only, you know, an evangelist can do or a prophet can do. You're all ministers of the gospel. You're all ministers of reconciliation. You've got the goods. You've got the treasure in you.
Yes.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
So we need to understand this, that this is real.
Yes.
This is not just something we preach about. This is happening.
Yes.
It's happening in the lives of the people of this church.
Yes, it is.
So he said, the works that I do shall you do also.
Mm-hmm.
And then greater works than these shall you do because I go, where? To my Father. All right, so that catches us up a little bit. How many of you remember a guy by the name of Lazarus? Lazarus died, didn't he? And they called on Jesus to go raise him up. And Jesus took a few days before he got there. And they said to him, what's up? How come it took you so long to get here? He says, I've come to raise him from the dead. And they said to him, surely he stinketh by now. But Jesus said something that's very important, very key for us. He said, said I not unto you that if you would believe. Now again, he that believeth on me. If you would believe that you would see the glory of God. Amen. And then we know that he called Lazarus to come forth. Oh, glory to God. I said he called Lazarus to come forth. Did they see the glory of God? I mean, one minute he was cold, he was dead, he was stinking. The next thing he's sitting at the table and saying, pass the okra, please. He's a southerner. Did they see the glory? But here's a huge key now. If we desire to see the same works and greater works, we must also be in faith and expect the glory of the Lord to be in manifestation right here, right now, in our midst. Raise a hand toward heaven and say, I believe to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. So, what we want to talk about just for a few minutes tonight is faith for the glory. Faith for the glory. So, turn with me to Psalms 29 and let's look over at verse 9. We see some things here that are really, really good. Psalms 29 and verse 9 says, the voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve. And discovers the forest. And in his temple does everyone speak of his glory.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you learned how faith comes?
Yes.
Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
By hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
And we also understand that faith is developed by acting on the word. But let me ask you a question. Have you learned how faith is released?
Yeah.
Anybody have an answer?
Words.
How is your faith released? Your faith is released by speaking.
Yes.
Your faith is released by the spoken word. And in his temple, does everyone, we could say it this way, in a congregation like this, where we have a lot of people. In this place, everyone should be speaking and declaring His glory.
Right.
Everyone.
Yes.
I mean, on your way to church, you ought to be saying, thank God the glory of the Lord is in manifestation every time we get together. The Lord's anointing is in this place. Everyone speaks of His glory. And I'm talking about purposefully. I'm talking about not just from time to time, but I'm talking about proclaiming and declaring and announcing things like this. We declare the glory of the Lord over our lives.
Yes.
Say with me, I declare the glory of the Lord, over my life,
over this house,
over my house. I declare the glory of the Lord, the manifest presence of God, the manifest power of God, the manifest goodness of God, the presence of God, heavy with everything good, is upon us today. Thank you, Lord. You charge the atmosphere with faith-filled words, and things begin to happen. And that works in your own life. That works in your own home. You can go home tonight and say, you know what? I declare the glory of the Lord over my house. I declare in the name of Jesus the presence of God right here in my living room. I declare the goodness of God occurring in my household every day. Not just on Sunday. Not just on Wednesday. But I'm declaring the glory of God, the goodness of God, the blessing of the Lord upon my house.
Yes.
And also, I declare the presence of God heavy and weighty with everything good of anyone that enters into my home.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Your home can be so supercharged with the power of God and the glory of God, they come to make a delivery and they'll fall under the power.
Amen.
Why not? We are temples of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Temples of His glory. And people should sense that from you.
Yeah.
They should sense something's different about you. When you walk into a room, something should change.
Thank you.
We're atmosphere changers.
Yeah. Amen.
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 The Spirit of the Lord is upon us for good. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Now, I want to say this, there is a flood coming.
All right.
Look at Psalm 29 and verse 10. I'll read verse 9 again. It says, the voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forest, and in His temple does everyone speak of His glory. Verse 10, read it with me. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yes, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord, look at this. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. In other words, He's the king of the flood. He's the king of the flood. There is a flood coming. Now, historically, we know this for sure. Floods brought destruction. In Noah's day, it brought an end to the earth in his day. Is that right? But there's another flood coming. And it is a flood of His presence. It's a flood of His power. And it's a flood of His goodness. And this isn't a little drip or a little trickle. I mean, it is a flood. Amen. Some of the synonyms, if you will, for the word flood is current, river, stream, overflow, outpouring, inflow, excess, overabundance, overkill, overmuch, oversupplies, superabundance, and surplus. That does not sound like a little dribble or drip or trickle to me. Now, when I taught on this years ago, I did a whole teaching on it. And there's a whole teaching on the Lord being the king of the flood. But I looked up what a natural flood does, and I read this. A flood, an uncontrollable floods, are likely to cause considerable damage, commonly resulting from excess rainfall in a brief period. And I flipped it. Uncontrollable floods likely to cause considerable blessing in a community, in a nation. Commonly the result of excessive rainfall in a brief period. Ooh, glory to God. You ask for the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. It is that time. And as we continue to ask, as we continue to petition, glory to God, that rain is going to only get more excessive. It's going to only get more overflow than ever before. He is the King of the flood. And the King of the flood is about to release a greater flood than this generation has ever seen. A greater flood of miracles. A greater flood of glory. Oh, it's coming, glory to God. I said it's coming. It is a divine appointment that the head of the church, the King of the flood, the Lord Jesus has with planet Earth. Don't think for one moment before he returns that there's not going to be an undeniable harvest happening. Ooh, glory to God. I mean, people from all false religions, people from all sorts of backgrounds, cripples being healed, legs growing out, glory to God, livers being replaced, new hearts, new minds, new souls. That's happening. And it's happening in a lot of places in the world right now. One area that is happening, and it's happening in Iran. I saw the other day a congregation in Iran, and they were singing Waymaker in their language.
Yes.
He's the Waymaker. Glory to God. Astounding. Astounding things. Now, our outward view has not yet seen what we've seen on the inside.
That's true.
But we cultivate what we've seen here.
Yes.
We pray fervently what we know and what we see down here. And there will come a time where our outward optics will line up with what we've seen here.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
I would not stay in the San Francisco Bay Area for 44, 45 years preaching the gospel if I did not believe what I was preaching. We wouldn't do it. I'd just go sell cars. Shine shoes. Start a business. Become a billionaire. I don't doubt it. But that's not what I'm called to do. Amen. I would have fainted a long time ago. I know Pastor Tom would have. We all would have fainted a long time ago unless we had believed.
Yes.
Unless we had believed.
Right.
To see the goodness of God.
Yes.
In the land of the living.
Yeah, we do see.
We've been called a cult.
Yeah.
We've been called false teachers.
Yeah.
We've been called everything from A to Z. But we are not labeled by what people think about us. We are labeled by the King of Glory.
That's right.
Amen. I could go on to that, better not. I'm not going to go there. Because we walk in love. Amen?
Amen.
But listen, listen to this. Uncontrollable floods likely to cause considerable blessing in a community or in a nation, which is the result from excessive rainfall. Now listen to this. In a brief period. He can do it just like that.
That's true.
Final acts of glory. Amen. So the question would be then, what does his glory and what does his presence do in us? Well, look at Romans 6:4. You ready for a little bit more tonight?
Yes.
Romans 6:4 says this. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead By what? He was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. The same glory that raised him raised you. He quickened us together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So as he was raised, you've been raised. So say with me, the glory of God. It raises,
it quickens,
and it heals.
Romans
8:11, let's quote it together. But if the Spirit of him that raised Christ up from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall do what?
Quicken.
He will quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that changes you. So you're raised, you're quickened, amen? And then, here's another wonderful truth about what the glory of God does for us individually. The glory of God will change you. It'll change you.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, it says this. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are constantly being changed. We are constantly being transformed. We are constantly being transfigured, amen, into his own image and in an ever-increasing splendor and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is that Spirit.
Amen.
Can anyone testify tonight that you've been changed by the glory of the Lord? Can anyone testify that you are not the same person that you were 30 years ago, 30 days ago, or even yesterday? You're a brand new creation in Christ. You're the righteousness of God. You have been changed.
Yeah.
Changed by the glory. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you talk. It'll change the way you see other people. It'll enable you to fall in love with people that were without Christ. Changed. Transformed. Now, I probably would never do it, but I graduated from high school in 1968. Can you imagine that? 1968. So, in 2028, won't that be 50 years? 60? Yeah. Wow. Well, we've been married 45. How many years? 58 years? Okay. Well, if I went back to my high school reunion, probably 75% wouldn't still be there. But if I walked in there with my wife,
glory. Yeah.
Didn't know how to say it, but I would just say it like this. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. That's part of the glory of God on your life. He changed me to the degree that I was able to marry such a beautiful girl. And I'm not just talking about a beautiful girl outwardly. I'm talking about a beautiful girl on the inside. I'm talking about a girl that is sold out, glory to God, for the kingdom of God. But if they looked at me, they wouldn't recognize me. Somebody says, yeah, because you got gray hair. No, because I emanate the glory of God. And I can just say, look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
And if you'll come to him, he'll do the same thing for you.
Yes,
changed by the glory.
Amen.
Changed by the glory. One of the greatest changes that happened in my life was in my mind.
Yes.
Able to think the thoughts of God. What a change. You know what? I'm looking at people all over this auditorium tonight that have been changed.
Praise God.
You got a testimony. And I like what Caleb preached last week. You know, he didn't have a rough background. He thought he needed to go out in the world for a little while so he could have a testimony. The greatest testimony is being changed by the power of God and being able to stay strong in the midst of growth. Amen? Purity. Holiness. Amen? Changed by the power of God. You don't have to go out in the world to get a testimony. You follow Jesus. You follow the Lord of glory. You'll have a testimony. You'll have something to tell. You'll have something to talk about. You'll be able to say, look what the Lord has done. And look what He is doing. And He is not finished yet. Can we hear a shout tonight? Just a little bit. Glory to God. We're going from glory to glory. Amen. And then His glory will strengthen you. And His glory will rest on you in a difficult time. We've all faced difficult times. All of us had. In 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse 14, in the Amplified, it says, if you are censured and suffer abuse because you bear the name of Christ, blessed are you. Happy, fortunate, to be envied with life, joy, and satisfaction. Read on. Next. In God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward condition, read that with me, because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God is resting upon you. Woo, glory to God. On their part He is blasphemed, but on your part He is glorified. So in a tough time, expect the Spirit of glory.
Amen.
Expect the weight of His glory to come upon you and enable you to face what you're facing and enable you to go through what you may be going through. Last scripture tonight, it says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, for our light momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting, everyone say, weight of glory. Beyond all measure, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations, a vast transcendent glory and blessedness to never cease. Amen. So what you are going through is seasonal. It's not forever. Behind every affliction, behind every attack, there's greater glory. His glory is greater than what you're facing. It's greater than that disease. It's greater than that lack. It's greater than that disappointment. I think I just hit a chord right there. It's greater than disappointment. When disappointment comes, just understand this, that God has another appointment for you.
Yes.
He's able to reappoint you. Amen. He's greater. His glory is greater than disappointment. It's greater than discouragement. It's an eternal weight of glory. Whew. It'll come upon you. It will come upon you in your midnight hour. The glory of the Lord will fill you to where you can experience in your life a joy unspeakable and filled with the glory of God. How many of you have been believing for something for a while? Maybe it hasn't manifested yet. But notice what it says over here. I said that was my last scripture, but I wasn't lying. I just got to move on here. 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen, do you love Him? In whom though you see Him not, yet believing. What do you do? You rejoice with joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. Amen. Let's stand up. Let's just do by faith just a little rejoicing tonight. The Amplified calls it heavenly triumphant joy.
Oh yeah.
Amen. C.S. Lewis said, if you only knew what happened in the Spirit when you rejoice, you would rejoice every day. Rejoicing then is a demonstration before heaven, hell, and others, and even yourself, that Jesus is Lord and that He is triumphant over Satan, who is a defeated foe. So your joy then is a demonstration of your faith in the supremacy of God and of His Word. So let's do that right now. Let's rejoice by faith. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We glorify you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. We rejoice in the God of our salvation. We rejoice at your word as one that finds a great spoil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen.